Washington, Canada's premiers are staging a charm offensive in Washington, D.C., as they connect with business groups and Republican lawmakers who could sway U.S. President Donald Trump away from imposing steep tariffs on Canadian products. The diplomatic push marks the first time all 13 premiers have traveled to the American capital together, and reflects the rising alarm among Canadians about Trump's unpredictable tariff strategy. First of all, nothing has happened, Ontario Premier Doug Ford, chair of the Council of the Federation, said Wednesday. As we know, this changes from day to day to day. The president signed executive orders Monday to impose 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports into the United States, including Canadian products, starting March 12. Trump previously threatened 25% across-the-board tariffs on Canadian and Mexican imports, with a lower 10% levy on Canadian energy. He delayed those levies until at least March 4 in response to border security commitments from both countries. A White House official confirmed that if both rounds of tariffs are implemented, the duties would stack on top of each other. That would mean a tariff of up to 50% on Canadian steel and aluminum exports to the U.S. Trump's return to the White House has demonstrated how vulnerable Canada is to the whims of its closest neighbor. The ongoing tariff threats have caused investment uncertainty and political upheaval. Despite months of diplomatic efforts by all levels of Canada's government, it's not clear whether these messages are getting through to Trump, or if he's even open to listening. The president has continued to complain about Canada on multiple fronts, from border security to trade deficits. He has claimed repeatedly that the United States doesn't need anything from its northern neighbor and has said he's serious about making Canada a U.S. state. The premiers insisted Wednesday that diplomacy is the best way to stave off the president's ongoing threats. "Make no mistake about it, the president knows we are here," Ford said. "He knows we are concerned. He knows we are working across the aisle. We just want to move forward. We'd like zero tariffs, that's what we'd like." The last few weeks have demonstrated Canada can get results when Canadians stick up for themselves, said Manitoba Premier Wab Kinew. Kinew also said it's not the time to be issuing Americans with ultimatums. He called the premier's mission in Washington a charm offensive. "The purpose of the trip here is diplomacy," Kinew said. "It's the warm and hearty handshake, making the case that the Canadian-American friendship has been the best in the world for decades and decades." Experts have said that Trump's tariff threats are likely a negotiating tactic meant to rattle Canada and Mexico ahead of a 2026 review of the Trilateral Continental Trade Pact. The Canada-U.S.-Mexico agreement was negotiated to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement during the first Trump administration. Alberta Premier Danielle Smith said she believed the president when he said the first tariff threats were about border security and fentanyl, and she thinks Canada's actions should satisfy Trump's concerns. "I think diplomacy is working," Smith said. "I think that the fact that we got a 30-day reprieve was because we agreed to work on the cross-border problem of fentanyl." Monday's tariff order was about the trade agreement, Smith said. She said Canada needs a federal election soon so that it has a mandate to return to the negotiating table. "What I've seen from this president is he's prepared to make a deal," Smith said. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 12, 2025. Kelly Geraldine Malone, The Canadian Press.